Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
School suspensions and expulsions may seem to be an effective disciplinary method. I think that they're probably every parent's worst nightmare, thinking that your kids are going to get expelled or suspended and have to spend the day at home. But it may cause more problems than actually it solves. And my guest is Dr. Jeff Lamont. He's a pediatrician at the Marshfield Clinic at Weston Center in Weston, Wisconsin. So, Dr. Lamont, speak about this study that's just been done about expulsions and suspensions and kids being kicked out of school. And it would seem to me to make sense that it's going to cause more problems, because then they're on their own, maybe even back in the family life that's causing most of their trouble to begin with.
Well, this is actually a policy statement that's based on a lot of research by a lot of different people looking at what are effective ways of dealing with problem behavior in the school setting. The policy statement looks specifically at out-of-school suspension and expulsion, because these are, by and large, the most drastic disciplinary measures that can be applied to a student who has behaved inappropriately.
Severely inappropriate. I mean, you know, maybe bringing a gun to school or repeatedly bullying, beating kids up. I mean, to get suspended or expelled, it's pretty severe for kids, right?
Well, see, that's the problem. You would think so. But there was legislation passed, 20 years ago, that was specifically aimed at, pardon the pun, at addressing the problem of bringing guns to school. And the legislation took a zero-tolerance approach. That is, if you brought a gun to school, you would be suspended or expelled. And this goes to what you were saying about a severe offense. The problem is that school districts across the country began applying zero-tolerance policies to a wide variety of behavior infractions, you know, both serious and relatively nonviolent, such as disrespecting a teacher or a drug or alcohol offense. The other problem was that the policy was being applied too rigidly, and you started hearing stories of kids being suspended or expelled because they pointed at another child using the thumb and forefinger to make the hand look like a gun and saying, bang. Or the little girl who was expelled for shooting at other kids with a bubble gun. A gun that shoots nothing but soap bubbles. Or children who, brought a Tylenol or some other headache medication to school. The policy happened to say if you bring any medication to school that is not authorized, that could be grounds for suspension.
So now the zero-tolerance policy was being sort of routed around the country, and as you say, for infractions that are less than possible, violent or severe, and the AAP does not support zero-tolerance policies and recommends that students' suspension should be considered on a case-by-case basis. So how is that going to create a sort of a standard for which Is the finger in the gun, the bang thing, mean that later on I'm coming to get you? Or is it just a little thing that kids do? How is this case-by-case basis going to work?
Well, it's going to work the same way that adults expect to be treated. It's being treated on a case-by-case basis is just like how our court system works. You are accused of doing something. There is an investigation. If an offense violates school policy, zero tolerance can mean that it has to be investigated. And I think, most people would say that's very appropriate. Find out both sides of the story and then make a decision. But if you have a zero tolerance policy that says we don't care about the circumstances, this is what we say you did, and our policy says this, and therefore this is going to be the consequence, no questions asked, that is too rigid.
Now, Dr. Lamont, it would seem to me, and as a parent of a 10 and a 12-year-old, I would prefer if my child got in some serious trouble, that if they're expelled or suspended, they're going to get in more trouble here in my house because I have to work and whatever. Are the schools, do you think, and maybe this is a future question, but adequately set up that they can keep the suspended and expelled children there, sort of in, not lockdown, but, in a monitored study hall situation where they're not in the mainstream class?
Well, this is getting to the alternative to a zero-tolerance policy. A very effective alternative is school-wide positive behavior intervention and support. And this is a philosophy that says that behavior is something that is learned. And whether you're learning mathematics or English or how to swing a baseball bat or how to get along with those around you, that is a skill and a behavior that needs to be taught and learned. And so you start with creating an environment in which expected standards of behavior, what's right, what's wrong, are clearly spelled out. They're accepted by everybody, school administrators, teachers, school staff, parents, and students. And good behavior is recognized. Good behavior is called out, and a student who's behaving appropriately, is being polite, is being kind, is being considerate, is congratulated on it.
You should call catch your children doing good.
Well, I like the sentiment. I don't like the implication, because it's like saying, well, your kid is usually bad, so catch him being good.
Yes.
And that is not true. Kids at any stage are doing the best they can. If a kid is having troubles hitting a ball with a bat, you don't say that he's bad. You say, you need to work on it. You need to practice. Let me help you. If a kid is having trouble with math, you don't say, you're bad. You say, you need some extra help here. I want you to come in after school. I'm willing to stay late. We'll work on these problems. Here's some things that may help. But then we have the kid who runs in the hall or pushes or talks back, and all of a sudden, we're calling him bad, and we're saying, well, you just disrespected a teacher. You're expelled.
And wow. I can see where this is, the zero tolerance can really get out of hand. And in the last minute, please, Dr. Lamont, give us your best advice for this policy and what you would like to see parents and schools do together.
Well, I think you've hit on it. Parents and schools need to work together. The law says that schools act in loco parentis, that is, in the place of the parent. And so schools and parents have to work together to teach our children how to behave well. We expect parents to teach their children how to behave. Schools need to reinforce and help with that. And school-wide positive behavior intervention and support is an outstanding model that many, many school districts are adopting to accomplish just that.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jeff Lamont. And the policy about out-of-school expulsions and suspensions needs to be considered on a case-by-case basis, the recommendation by the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children and Radio MD. Stay well.